Oh God, you would not believe the day I've had. Do you have someone over? You should have texted me or something. I would have left you alone to have the apartment to yourself. Smells good. It smells like the Omega you brought back is starting to go into heat. You might want to let them go home unless you're planning to mate them. God. If I can smell it all the way out here, I can't imagine what your room smells like. Seriously, do you need me to leave the apartment so you can have some alone time? Whoever you have in there smells really good. Wow. Wow. It is really coming from there. It's a little weird that you have an Omega in there. I haven't seen you bring one home before. Wait, why are you wearing my t-shirt? Oh, wait, I probably just got mixed in with your load. Anyways, I think I'm going to head out because whoever you have in there smells absolutely intoxicating. I don't know if I'll be able to keep my hands to myself if you don't invite me in there. You two have fun. Send me a text when you're done. Did you just whimper when I said I was gonna leave? Come on, quit playing. You're an alpha. I didn't even think it was possible for us to make those kinds of noises. And now you're grabbing my hand. Seriously, what's up? You won't look me in the eyes, and now you're holding my hand and rubbing it like. Wait. You don't have an Omega in there with you. Do you? You're the Omega. Yeah. And your heat is nearing. Did you take that shirt from me because you wanted my smell? All right. You can keep it until you feel better. But once this is all over, I expect that shirt to be washed and put back into my room. Understand? All right. I know your heat hasn't fully started, so I need you to answer a few questions for me. Can you do that? Good. That's so good. I need you to show me where you kept your suppressants as well as everything else that you used to pretend you were an alpha. Whatever you used to hide your real designation from me, it's gotta be strong. You smell absolutely perfect to me right now. I feel like it would complement my scent. But I know, right now, it's just the instincts talking. You are my friend first, and I'm going to take care of you, okay? Thank you for this. Now let's see what you're taking. Sir Nixie. Sir Nixie. Why does that. That name sounds familiar. I know you don't remember in this state. Why don't you go lay on your bed? It sort of looks like you started to make a nest using blankets and. Is that more of my clothes? You must really want the smell of an alpha. You look really cute like this. So small in the giant nest you made. I think the only thing peeking out right now is that little head of yours. Here, why don't we get a little bit more comfortable? I'm going to sit right next to you, and you can lay your head on my lap. This way, I can pet you, and I can also Google why I know the name Sir Nixie. Available by prescription only. That's the company that makes it. There it is. I saw this article a few weeks ago. It was recalled because in certain omegas, it stops working after 6 months. Something with their biology, I guess. I'm taking a wild guess here, but have you been on this one for 6 months? Yeah, thought so. Apparently, according to their site, it claims to make an Omega virtually undetectable. I wonder why you would hide something this big from me. It's not like I care if you're an Alpha, Beta, or Omega. I know some people might look down upon it, but it's not like you can help your biology. Kinda. Because of your suppressants, this one, kinda seems like it's gonna be a bad one. You're already wanting so much attention from an Alpha, and the heat hasn't even started yet. I have an idea. It's gonna make you feel better, but you're going to have to trust me, okay? I need you to sit up for a moment. I know. I'm a big mean alpha making you move and shift around. But I know for a fact you're going to prefer this to laying on my lap. There. See, now that I'm laying on my back and I'm on the bed, you can come lay down on top of me. You will be right next to my scent since you've been wanting to send an alpha, plus I'll be able to keep in physical contact with you. I know that's important for Omega, especially one that's going into heat. There, little one. I'm here. I'm going to take care of you. You like how it feels when I pet you, don't you? When I scratch your back. Yeah. There you go. Such a good little Omega. It's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. I'm gonna be your alpha for this heat, and I'm gonna take care of you. Understand? Yeah. I'm going to help you through this heat, and I'm gonna give you whatever you need. It's not gonna be long now until you're in full-blown heat. I know. I gotta stop petting you for a second. It's gonna be okay. I just need to text my boss and I won't be in for a few days because I'm helping an Omega 3 heat. He'll understand, okay? It's gonna be okay. Shh, shh, shh. That's my Omega. So good for me. Just listen to my heart. Yeah. That's it. It sounds nice, right? Yeah. Let your Alpha's heartbeat soothe you. See? All better. Now I can give you all my attention, little Omega. You know, I used to think that you were just a really affectionate alpha, but thinking back on it, you being an Omega makes a lot more sense. When we would have movie night, you would almost always end up with your head in my lap or my shoulder, falling asleep. Always so cute when you slept. I remember the first time you fell asleep on me. That was when I noticed your scent wasn't as strong as most alphas. Like, there was this hidden sweetness underneath, but I kind of brushed it off as nothing. People have all sorts of smells. An alpha that has a little sweetness under their scent, that's not the strangest thing. But the signs were all there. You didn't act like a typical alpha, but you hadn't gone into heat the entire time we were roommates, and You didn't have the telltale scent of an Omega, so I just kind of figured maybe you were a soft alpha or something. I don't know if that exists. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it pains me to think about you being worried. I would think less of you for something as silly as this. And then you felt you needed to hide it from me. We aren't just roommates. We're friends. I care about you. Your forehead is warm. You've gotta be burning up. Should I take the blanket off of you or? All right. I won't touch it. Such a feisty little thing. It's cute. Did you hide the fact that you were an Omega from me because you aren't comfortable with presenting as that? Wait, don't answer that. You're not in the right mind currently. If the way you're rubbing your face against my chest and inhaling my scent is anything to go by, I'd say your heat is pretty close. You can't answer a question like that right now. We can have that conversation afterwards, when you can actually tell me what you're thinking. I do want to make it clear, though. Whatever the answer is, I support you. Helping you through your heat and taking care of you is priority number one right now. Maybe we should try to nap like this. Once it actually starts, we're going to be doing some rigorous activity, if you know what I mean. We're both going to need all the rest we can get before it. I wish you had told me, though. I could have been better prepared. Have all your favorite foods in the house, allow you in my bed so you could make your nest there. You would be surrounded by my scent and not just my clothes. I wonder why my scent seems to calm you down and make you happier. But we live and we learn, and I'm not upset with you. I don't think I could ever be upset with you. Thinking back on it, you haven't had a heat the entire time we've been roommates. That's a little over 6 months. It's going to be a really, really rough heat for you. But I'm here to give you everything you need, little Omega. It's gonna be okay. Let your alpha take care of you. There's nothing for you to worry about other than submitting to your natural instincts. You're going to be good for your alpha, aren't you? That's it. Close your eyes, little one. Get your rest. You're going to need it.